Mark Cabali has made himself suddenly available and screwed up the show, I might add, at least the order we were going to go
yeah,
in.
He was going to be in a different time slot.
Yeah,
now
he was
going
to be
magically
12:15 to 1:15, and now all of a sudden he calls limits after I tease to more baseball talk and says, I'm available, and what do? We have to go to him, and there he is in the middle of our screen,
yeah.
Mark Cabali. What's happening, big boy?
Because, Joe, you always strict to it, you know, really strict game plan here when you do your show. It's like
that's right.
You never call an audible ever before. So,
are you sick?
Who, me or Bob?
You. You sound like you.
What are you assuming?
Me?
I'm sick.
You're assuming Bob is sick.
You meant that in a derogatory way, Mark. Am I sick?
I'm sick. Yeah.
You're in TJ Watt's camp. I see with a hat on there, huh? You think
is that a TJ Watt cap?
It's a TJ Watt hat.
You think he's going to sign here, Mark, or what? What's going to happen here with TJ Watt?
I made a deal. I have to wear this hat until he signs a new contract. So it's going to turn black by the time September 9th comes around, instead of the white it is right now. Yeah, I think it's. I mean, I wouldn't say inevitable because obviously anything can happen, but it's going to get done with this amount of money. Some things have to be worked out here and there, but it's the guaranteed money. It's the length of the contract. It's just another thing is I've been saying this for a while now. What incentive does TJ Watt have right now to sign this deal? There's no incentive. He's going to go to training camp. Even if he is signed, he's not going to participate that much. Do your hold-in. Do your side work. Don't play the preseason like you normally don't play your preseason. You probably don't want a 31-year-old playing the preseason that much. And come September 6, 7, 8, 9, whenever it is, you sign your deal and you make sure, you know.
How about the Steelers' point of view, though?
If a person doesn't get $50 million, you make sure – Aiden Hutchinson doesn't get $50 million, then you get your money.
If you wait, though, it gets more expensive, though, doesn't it? Because we've already seen that twice now with Crosby's deal and also the one with Myles Garrett, and all of a sudden the price keeps going higher. What if Micah Parsons signed for, you know, and he's one of them and Trey Hendrickson's the other, both sitting out there. They're all waiting for deals. If you wait too long, do you cost yourself more money?
Well, in this case, I think it makes him more money. What?
Well, I'm talking about costing the Steelers. That's what I mean. The Steelers, by waiting, costing themselves more money, maybe.
That's the point of waiting. I mean, if you're waiting, you're willing to accept that possibility that you might have to pay a couple extra more bucks if you wait these things out. But in TJ's case, I mean, I don't see any downside whatsoever of him waiting. Well, the worst thing can happen is what? He gets paid more money. You know, that's the only way I look at it right now. You can't force him to sign. He can just do what he wants at this point. I mean, the Steelers have made it quite clear they want to bring him in. I mean, even if he has to know his options too. What is his options? His options is to play out the season and potentially.
Oh, he could cause some trouble and try to get traded. It's been proven under Mike Tomlin that all you have to do is cause a little trouble and profess yourself as more of a hostage than a volunteer, and the Steelers will grant your wish in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I don't see TJ Watt being that guy, but you're not that guy until you're that guy, right? If it really bothers him to that point, I mean, I'm sure it doesn't tickle his fancy. Is that a word I should use? Of Jalen Ramsey getting $26 million and DK Metcalf getting $25 million and then pursuing Aaron Rodgers like he's did. And I've been here 7 years as the all-time sack leader in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm on the back burner here?
By the way.
Should I be problem number one? Should I be number one on the list?
Well, but if the demands aren't being met, I mean, if you could have a lot of – you think you're number one and they can make you an offer and you think I am worth more, and that's where we are right now, right? It's about what you perceive yourself to be worth, and the problem is the market keeps changing. If you wait too long, the market changes even more.
Yeah, I hear you. And like I said, that's in TJ Watt's favor.
Yes.
It's not in his,
that's why I'm surprised it's taking this long. They probably would have saved themselves some money. Let's say they did this before Max Crosby ever signed. Do you think he would be agreeable back then to a deal that would be similar a little less than the one that Garrett got?
Was that prior Miles Garrett?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't see TJ Watt as a petty guy for the most point, but something tells me he wants a penny more than Myles Garrett. So I don't know if it would have mattered with Max Crosby.
But before Garrett,
what about Micah Parsons? I think TJ would want to
different position, Joe. Different position, different age too. So at least you can say, wait a second, this guy's 26 and he really doesn't play my position. So that's a little different.
Seem mildly depressed today, big boy, and you're also staring down the whole time. Is your phone like on the table in front of you?
I can't get this camera to work, man.
It's working fine. Everybody can see you. Is there anything wrong with his camera limits?
No, I think it looks fine.
You just adjusted it and made it worse, and now you look like a stick figure.
You got a lot of headroom there.
Well, you got that. What's the bright thing behind you? Is that a window or a?
It's the window. I'm trying to get out of the window. That's the whole point.
Yeah, get out of the window.
There's a glare, Mark.
Nobody cares about the glare. You look better when you came on, and you've been looking down the whole time during the interview.
Okay, let me get back to my original spot.
Yeah, that's fine. That looks good.
That's fine.
It gives you some pizzazz because there's a poster in the background, and we all get to wonder what it is.
It was my first ever year on the beat in 2003. All the press passes, and if you look, that was the year they went 6-10.
I keep all the press passes that I have, too. I'm going to make a collage like that.
Not anymore, but
I burned all mine. And just to clarify, that's not a TJ Watt hat. That's a Thomas Jefferson hat. Correct.
Yeah. And by the way, I thought you would sell yours on eBay for some money. Oh, that was Ron.
Remember that fiasco, Bob?
Wait, Ron sold his press passes online?
No, he gave them to somebody at the station. What happened? Tell the story, Cabali. I don't even know the whole story.
Oh, I just know that they were on the on eBay for somebody to buy.
Oh,
and
no.
Everybody was making fun of him.
It's coming back to me now. It's coming back to me now. He gave them to somebody here who told Ron, hey, those are really cool. I just want those, like pictures of Ron. Mm-hmm. Next thing we knew, there was Ron's pictures for sale on eBay.
That's great.
His old media credentials.
Who was it? Was it Falsey?
I remember that.
I can't tell you.
I remember that incident. That was pretty wild.
I don't know. I think Ron was making a couple extra bucks for some beer.
Ron wasn't. He doesn't need to pay. He didn't pay for a beer around here for 40 straight years. Are you kidding me?
Free and free light, baby. Is that what he says? Free and free light.
So, big boy, how about the trade here? I actually thought it was a great trade. How can anybody think it's not a great trade? They got two guys who can play for one guy who can't.
Yeah. No, I mean, not only that is they didn't really – I don't think Minka Fitzpatrick was on their long-term list of re-signing next year. There was a very good chance they could have moved him after the season, cut him, whatever, because that cap number was going to be extremely high. I mean, Jalen Ramsey is still a high-level cornerback. So you're pretty much swapping those two out, right, with salary-wise for the most part.
Is he a cornerback?
Or is he a
safety
or both?
Is he a slot corner? What is he? Well, he got mad at a Miami reporter for calling him a cornerback.
I was told not long after the trade that they view him as an outside corner and inside corner who can also play some safety as well. So I think – I mean, you just think about it, guys. He's getting paid $26 million. He's going to be on the field. I mean,
did you notice
one way or another,
Joe just left.
Going to be playing 90% of the snaps on the field.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's how it should be.
Joe went.
He went because there's a slice of Broadway here, and he immediately prioritized food over on this program.
Really?
Incredible slice on Broadway.
He just left mid-show.
He just prioritized food over you and us.
And now I get to leave.
And now here we are. Like, and now Austin's leaving. You know one thing I won't do, Mark? I'm not going to do a walk-off for you.
I'm not going to sit here with this guy. He comes on at the last second, Bob, and I'm not going to – there's only one piece of plain pizza out there if you want it, by the way.
I am not going to prioritize food over you or Mark. It's just not doing it.
Well, you were in the middle of a question, so I figured I had a minute.
But you're on camera, and you just mysteriously disappeared.
Did he see it?
Everyone saw it.
I do forget I'm on camera. From time to time.
I thought you had the case of the bathroom-ish.
We talked about that. We're not going to go down that road again.
More blowouts than the Bills-Cowboys than the Bills-Cowboys Super Bowl. All right, so we all like that trade. How about the offseason as a whole? Bob created waves all over town yesterday when he gave the Steelers offseason an A. If you include them keeping keeping Tomlin and the whatever coaching moves they did and didn't make. So beyond the roster, I'm saying, what grade would you give their offseason, Mark?
Ooh. I mean, they've upgraded in a number of positions on paper, and that's all you can go by right now, right?
Right. It's just paper,
obviously. So when you look at paper, I would say that they've done better for themselves, but they still have added a bunch of 30-year-olds now. I mean, Jalen Ramsey's 30.
But they're not attached to the long-term future of these guys.
That's what I like best, big boy. They're not attached to any of them.
That's something Omar has been extremely diligent in doing recently since he's got here. He hasn't been attached to anybody. If it doesn't work this year, you know what? We'll do it again next year with somebody else. And he just keeps doing it and doing it until you find that mix of right people. So, no, they're not attached to anybody who they don't want to be attached to. But I don't know if I quite say A yet, just because of the age. I mean, you got Slay at 34, Rogers at 41, Ramsey at 31, John New Smith will be 30. You still got guys upper age that you can't really say that it's been great. But it's definitely – I think there are definitely an upgraded team compared to last
year. See, my A comes from the point that I thought at the beginning of this process, before any of it happened, season ended, people were looking at this year's Steeler team based on what they had last year and say, well, they're not going to be a contender or even interesting to watch over the next several years. They still don't have a quarterback, which they still don't do. But they have moved in a direction of trying to make this season as relevant as they possibly can. Maybe to their own detriment in terms of being better than they could have been and being in a better draft position next year. But my point is they're not doing anything to make this wasted season. They're trying to do what they have to do to get into this dance and see what happens. And
I might add to that, and I agree with Bob, not on the A. I give the offseason a D. A D because they didn't trade Tomlin to the Bears when they had a chance. That's A, and I don't think they upgraded at quarterback. And it's a coach quarterback league. And if you don't have those two things going for you, then the rest is rearranging deck chairs, even though I like almost everything else they've done, big boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's all going to come down if Aaron Rodgers is still or can't turn into that above average quarterback. I mean, you can add anybody you want here, but unless you get good quarterback play or above average quarterback play, you're still going to be in the same position. But I think they have surrounded their quarterback with better players to be able to make him succeed. And one thing the Steelers have done is what I guess the Penguins were trying to do. They're trying to win now while build for the future.
Never easy, never easy.
I know, it's almost impossible, Bob. It's almost impossible to do that. But they're trying to balance that fine line of bringing these guys in and being possible to win this year while still having a bunch of core young guys, a bunch of, 11 draft picks next year, close to $100 million in salary cap as well available to them. So they're trying to balance that fine line. It might be easier to do that in football and hockey. It might be unfair for me to say something like that, but I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do both. They're trying to have their cake and eat it too.
We'll be back with the big boy in just a moment for more Steeler talk. I want to break down some of these other offseason moves. You're joining us till the end of the hour, correct?
Whenever Austin says so, because he's the boss.
Well, he's also searching for pizza right now. Oh, there you are.
The pizza has been found, Bob.
Yeah, well, I'm the only one who hasn't. I'm the only one who hasn't left you, Mark.
Can you go get Bob a slice already?
Yeah, Bob, I'll go get you some.
No, that's okay.
Bob, you can get your own slice. The segment's done.
But I'm professional enough to know that this is on a television screen and you left. You did the ultimate walk-off right there. Food. I understand it, though. You know, it's food and you want to get it before everybody else does.
And now it's getting cold.